Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Sidis, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Huda ben Bava, Heyed Chamisha Dvarim. The Heilige Tana Rabbi Huda ben Bava testified on that day that everyone was allowed back into the Beis Medrash, which is what all of Masechta Sidis is about. Five things. Here's the first one. A katana, until she's 12 years old, she's the Yosayimah, her father passed away, she has no din kiddushin min hatayra. Only her father could be Mekadosher, and her father is in the Olam HaEmes, is in the Olam Haba. But Chazal were Mesakin a Kedushin for her. It's a marriage mid Rabbanon, but she doesn't like it. All she has to do is to say that. That's called Miyun. She says in front of two Edim that she does not want to be this person's wife, and retroactively the Kedushin becomes Batal. She can marry someone else even without a get. So the first thing Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava testified about was she mima'anim esaktanis. There are times we not only allow her to say she doesn't want a husband, but we kind of encourage her to say it's best for you to opt out of this marriage, to declare you no longer want to be married to this husband. Now, why would we do this? Okay, so I'm going to try to explain it to you. If you don't understand it, it's fine. All you have to know Pshat in the Mishnah is that there are times that we teach the Ketana to say she wants out of the marriage. But here's the reason why Chazal may want to do it. Let's say you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, that are married to two sisters, both Yisoymais. Leah is the older one, Rachel is the younger one. Reuven married Leah, Shimon married Rachel. Now Reuven passed away. If Rachel was a Gedoyla, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Yivim over here. Leah would automatically be usher to Shimon because she's his wife's sister. The problem is that being that Rachel is a ketana and her kiddushin is only midrabanan, so min ha-toira, Leah really is supposed to become a Yivama of Shimon. But we can't allow it because even midrabanan, she's still his wife's sister. The chiyuv that Shimon has to be miyavim Leah is min ha-toira. And therefore, we can't allow Rachel to stay with him. Because she's also like a wife's sister. Being that Leah, min ha-toira, has, like we explained in the previous perek, Azika, a connection. Because the Torah says he has to be miyavim her. So, we simply undo this. We simply teach Rachel, say you don't want your husband Shimon. It's as if she was never married to him, and now Shimon could be miyavim Leah. She is no longer his wife's sister. Again, if you didn't follow that, it's fine. All you have to know to understand this Mishnah is that there are times that we encourage the Ketana to say she doesn't want the marriage. The second halacha is Ushemasiyin Asa'isha, we're matir, a woman to get married to someone else, al pi eid echad. A single eid comes and says, you know, so-and-so's husband died. We allow her to get married. Even though Minatara, we need to aid them. The Chazal were lenient over here. And that's because we don't want a woman to remain an aguna. An aguna means that she'll never be able to get married. So we accept even the testimony of a single aid who says, I know, I saw that the husband died. The third thing that Rav Yehuda ben Bava said was, V'sheniskal tarnagol b'Yerushalayim. He testified that a rooster was once stoned in Yerushalayim. Al shaharagas anefesh, for killing a person. Now maybe you're going to ask me, how in the world can a rooster kill a person? And the answer is, it poked away at the head of a tiny baby and killed him. Even though the Torah just tells us that a shahar that kills a person is chayiv skila, roosters don't usually kill people. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava teaches us the Torah really means any animal. Fourth halacha that he testified to, was Valayayin ben Arbaim Yoim, wine that 40 days already passed from when it was squeezed out of the grapes. Only then can it be used on the Mizbeach, Shenis Naseh Chal Gabi Mizbeach, it can be poured into the Mizbeach. That's the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin, but before 40 days, we don't lechatchila use it for the mitzvah of Nisuch HaYayin. That's learned from the Pasuk Nesach Shecher. We darshan from that that lechatchila the wine has to be Roy LeShaker. Has to make you shicker, if you drank enough of it. And that doesn't really happen until 40 days. The fifth halacha that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava testified about was Yal Tamid Shel Shachar. In regard to the morning Tamid, there were two every day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. They could be makrivit up until 4 hours into the day. That's still called Shachar. See, it once happened that they couldn't find a lamb to be makrivit as a carbon Tamid until the fourth hour. And they paskined that it was still mutter to be makrivit, but not after 4 hours into the day. Because it says by the parsha of the Tamid, as a kevasecha tasev abayker. And we darshan that until 4 hours, it's still called biker, but not afterwards. Okay, once again, the five things that the Yehuda ben Bava testified about. There are times that we encourage the ketana to say she doesn't want a marriage, and that's if a ketana was married off by her mother and brothers. It's only a kedusha midrabanan. Second halacha was that a woman can get married even if there's only an aid echad that testifies that her husband passed away. Number three, any animal that kills a person is chayiv skila, including a rooster. Nitaka once happened that way. Number four, wine should be at least 40 days old before it's poured on the mizbeach. Number five, the tamid shel shachar can still be brought even 4 hours into the day.